Bob Iger steps down as CEO of the Walt Disney Company and names Bob Chapek as his successor. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway opens in Disney's Hollywood Studios to rave reviews. All that, plus how to save money on your Disney vacation purely by using Disney gift cards, coming up on this episode of Pod Disney Cast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of Pod Disney Cast. I, of course, am your host, Andrew Vesci. Just a few quick notes about Pod Disney Cast before we get the show underway. First of all, check out the poddisneycast.com website for all your updates on everything Pod Disney Cast, as well as our online store, where you can get some cool Pod Disney Cast merch, like t-shirts are coming soon, but you can currently order CDs and DVDs and vinyl records of some of our old episodes. Starting with this episode, we will have a show notes page associated with every episode where I will post links that I talk about in the episodes, photos I talk about in the episodes, and other things like that. To find these pages, visit the episodes page on our website and navigate to the page that corresponds with the episode you're currently listening to. You can also go to bit.ly/3720notes. That's bit.ly/3720notes to go directly to the show notes page for this episode. On that page, there will also be a form to fill out as our sort of comments section, so you can let me know your thoughts on things we talk about, or possibly even topics for future episodes. Lastly, check out the Pod Disney Cast Patreon over at patreon.com/poddisneycast. That's Patreon, patreon.com/poddisneycast, or visit our website for the link. You'll get some awesome exclusive rewards for helping support the show, including a limited edition Patreon exclusive t-shirt, behind the scenes footage, early episodes, and some other awesome stuff for giving us a monetary donation each month, which helps support the show. Through your help, this show can grow to something amazing. Now with housekeeping out of the way, let's get right into our first and biggest news story. On February 25th, 2020, Bob Iger announced out of nowhere that he would be stepping down from his position as Chief Executive Officer of the Walt Disney Company, effective immediately. He named Head of Parks, Experiences, and Products Division Bob Chapek the new CEO. Iger will remain the Chairman of the Board of Directors for the Walt Disney Company until the end of his contract on December 31st, 2021. There was no warning ahead of this announcement, and was seemingly out of the blue. In fact, many higher-ups at the Walt Disney Company had no idea this announcement was coming. Chapek will still have to answer to Iger in some instances. It's not entirely clear what this means for the Walt Disney Company. However, there are some assumptions as to what may happen. Some believe Chapek is just a temporary replacement for the next couple of months or even years, and will eventually be replaced by someone else, someone better, and someone more permanent. Chapek and Iger teamed up to do an interview on CNBC the day the announcement was made, in which Iger very vaguely states an almost reason for stepping down. If you want to watch the interview, a link is on our show notes page for this episode. Visit poddisneycast.com and click the Episodes tab to find it. What are your thoughts on Iger's departure and Chapek being his replacement? Let me know by filling out the comments form over on our show notes page. In preparation for the 50th anniversary of the Walt Disney World Resort, many new attractions, experiences, and renovations are coming to the area and the parks. The most recent of these new attractions was Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. On March 4th, 2020, the long-awaited Great Movie Ride replacement opened at the Chinese Theater in Disney's Hollywood Studios. Just the night before, a dedication ceremony took place in front of the Chinese Theater featuring Walt Disney World President Josh D'Amaro and many Disney characters and backup dancers, followed by a media-only ride on the attraction. This 5-minute ride takes you on a trackless train journey with Goofy as your conductor, but unfortunately, things do go wrong. Goofy's supposed to be taking you through the park and to a picnic that Mickey and Minnie are having, but the train kind of goes a little haywire with Goofy in charge. This ride uses some new cutting-edge technology, including 2.5D, which gives many scenes the appearance of being 3D, but without having to wear 3D glasses. They make the 2D landscapes and characters of the newer Mickey Mouse shorts come to life in a new three-dimensional way. It's really interesting to watch a ride-through of this ride, and you can watch both the dedication ceremony and the ride-through if you visit our show notes page on the Pod Disneycast website. And you can even share your thoughts with us on that very same page. The second half of this show is going to be dedicated to one of my favorite Disney topics, saving money solely through the use of Disney gift cards. There are many ways to actually save money on Disney gift cards, or save money on other things by purchasing Disney gift cards. One of the first things you can do with gift cards is save money on gas. A number of grocery stores have gas reward programs that include the purchase of gift cards. If you purchase gift cards at a grocery store with an applicable gas discount program, you'll earn free gas points just by paying for your vacation or purchases at your local Disney store and ShopDisney.com with those gift cards. The most popular way of saving money on Disney gift cards is known as the Target Red Card hack or Target Red Card method. The Target Red Card is a free credit or debit card that gives you 5% off of all purchases at Target or on Target.com. This does include the purchase of Disney gift cards, among many other gift cards. The Debit Red Card ties directly to your bank account, and the 5% is automatically applied when you check out. The Credit Red Card creates a new credit line for you, but you still get 5% off all of your purchases at Target. The Red Card can only be used at Target and Target.com, and though 5% off doesn't sound like much, if you're paying for a $4,000 vacation, that's a savings of $200. For more information on the Target Red Card, visit our show notes page for this episode on PodDisneyCast.com. The final method of saving money by using Disney gift cards is credit card rewards. This is my personal favorite method of saving money. Many credit cards offer you some percentage back on your purchases, typically 1 to 2%. My preferred card, however, is the Discover It card, because every quarter they offer 5% back on certain purchases, up to $1,500 in purchases, or $75 worth of cash back. For 2020, the first quarter, it's grocery stores, CVS, and Walgreens. Second quarter, which would be April through June, is wholesale clubs, Uber, Lyft, and gas stations. The third quarter is PayPal purchases in restaurants, and the fourth quarter is Target.com, Walmart.com, and Amazon.com. Now, I say Target.com, but if you use the Discover card at Target.com, you will not get the 5% off that you would with your Red Card, but you're still getting 5% cash back, which comes out to be a better deal, which I'll talk about in a little bit. There are a few things you can do with this 5% back. You can either apply it directly to your credit card balance to pay off the gift cards you just bought, or you can use it on Amazon. 5%, again, does not sound like much, but you can stack these deals. And what I mean by stack, for example, 5% back at wholesale clubs for the second quarter of 2020. That would be on top of the already discounted gift card prices that many wholesale clubs offer. For example, a price breakdown. BJ's Wholesale Club. They offer $100 Disney gift cards for only $95.99. So you're already saving $4.01 to begin with. When you add the additional 5% back during that second quarter of 2020, it's like you're only spending $91.19 for $100 worth of money to spend on your vacation or during your vacation. Another example would be Target Circle. When Target.com is the option for your 5% back, it's a better deal to use the Discover card instead of your Red Card. You can join Target's free Target Circle reward program and earn 1% back on all Target purchases made not using your Red Card. That's 1% that then turns into a credit you use at Target, so you're basically saving 6% on these gift cards. My favorite part of the Discover It card's cashback is at the end of your first year with the Discover card, they match all of your cashback with no limit. So it's as if you ultimately got 10% cashback, though you do have to wait until the end of that first year to get the second grouping of 5% back. But if you want to save even more money by using a Discover card, you can use the referral link that I posted in our show notes page on poddisneycast.com. If you sign up and get approved for a Discover card using that referral link, you'll get a $50 statement credit as long as you make any purchase with your Discover card in the first 3 months. Visit poddisneycast.com to go to our show notes page for this episode, or you can go directly to is.gd/discover50. That's is.gd/discover50 and apply for a Discover card today for that $50 statement credit. Is there a method that you use to save money when purchasing Disney gift cards that I didn't talk about today? Leave a comment on our show notes page with your method, or send me an email to me@poddisneycast.com, and it may be featured on a future episode. Was this segment a little bit confusing? Because, quite frankly, it can be. Feel free to send me a message, me@poddisneycast.com. Send me a text. Our phone number is on the Pod Disney Cast website. Send me a message somehow if you need more explanation or if you want to know more about how you can save money on your Disney gift cards and therefore your Disney vacation. I want to thank you all for listening to this episode of Pod Disney Cast. I hope you enjoyed listening as much as I enjoyed making it. Our next episode will feature more news, as well as a review of Disney's Pinocchio that you will not want to miss, as well as the introduction of a new Pod Disney Cast giveaway. Make sure you spread the word about Pod Disney Cast to all your friends and family, because the more listeners we get, the better the shows can be. Also, check out our website, poddisneycast.com, for more information, for access to our online store, to view our show notes page, and to join our Patreon crew to support the show with a monthly donation and get some pretty cool rewards in exchange for your support. You can also visit bit.ly/3720notes for a quick way to view our show notes for this episode. If you have any questions regarding this episode or regarding Pod Disney Cast in general, or you want to be featured on an episode of Pod Disney Cast, send me an email to me@poddisneycast.com for more information or to ask your question, and I'll be sure to get back to you within a day or two. Subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts, and make sure you leave a rating to help boost our listenership. Share with your friends and family, visit our website, send us a message. Have a great day, and I'll see you real soon.